Part 2. The Dinner. Somehow the rehearsal passed, and Angela realized that her mom and dad had not had any conversation at all with Lorna and Jesse. There was no time, no need. Now everyone, in separate cars, was on their way to Rainforest Cafe for the rehearsal dinner. Grandma would be joining them, as well as an assortment of aunts, uncles, and cousins. Angela wasn't really sure who all would be there. What do I do? Angela rushed out to Lorna as she approached the jungle tree entrance of Rainforest. There isn't anyone at the reservations desk. Lorna looked around. I'll find someone, she offered, and Angela sighed in relief. She had enough to worry about with Grandma now, who had not been at all silent about that awful lifestyle of Mark's mother. Be prepared, Angela had already warned Lorna and Jesse. I have no idea what Grandma's going to say. Lorna was motioning now to Mark and Angela. Is everyone here yet? They're ready for us. The entourage passed between two floor-to-ceiling tanks that held colorful tropical fish, into the darkened dining area that spanned nearly a half-city block. Bamboo tables and chairs were arranged generously among the thick simulated rainforest foliage that had been populated with life-size animated monkeys, birds, cheetahs, gorillas, boas, and two elephants standing guard by the back wall. Each species took turns moving, calling out in their unique voices, demanding attention from the diners, piercing through a background of tropical rainforest music. In the center was a waterfall through which light passed like a prism, creating a giant rainbow above it. Mark and Angela went in first, seating themselves across from each other at the far end of the long table that the head waitress had prepared. Mom and Dad followed Angela, Jesse and Lorna followed Mark. Cherie and other family members followed Mary and John Taylor. The bridesmaids and groomsmen filled the two round tables behind them. Then Grandma came in. The only seat left was the one next to Lorna. What shall we order? Angela spoke to Mark, as if they were the only two in the restaurant. They both turned their full attention to the menu. Then Angela saw them. Candles, she exclaimed. How pretty. Indeed, tropical fruit-scented votives had been placed on the tables, glowing, warming, friendly flames, flickering light onto the table, reflecting in the silver, casting shadows on the linen tablecloth. Mark looked around, scanning the entire seating of persons without turning his head, only his eyes. There's 21 of us, he commented quietly to Angela. She nodded, wordlessly, not really hungry, but wanting the famous rainforest waffle fries. Mark ordered for himself and for Angela. Then they waited for the food, everyone busily sipping piña coladas. Angela heard her father's voice, laughing, teasing, as she had heard it for the past 19 years. She dared to turn slightly, to look, and she saw that Dad and Mom both were in rapt conversation with Mom's Jesse and Lorna. She looked at Mark, whose gaze had never left Angela. He winked, his dark eyes dancing with delight as if to say, "See? It's really okay." Grandma stared silently ahead, sometimes talking to Cherie, but never looking in Lorna's direction. Then, "Hello, I'm Lorna Knight," Angela heard her say in her typically unabashed manner. "You must be Angela's grandmother. I'm glad to meet you." And Lorna extended her hand toward the gray-haired woman. Angela held her breath for a long moment, then watched in amazement as Grandma returned Lorna's handshake and smiled graciously, like any proper southern lady. And pleasant conversation ensued. Angela stared, almost disbelieving. But she ate the waffle fries hungrily, along with a safari salad and boa breadsticks. Finally, Angela watched the waitress bring the check to Lorna, assuming that she was the person in charge. Lorna and Jesse looked at the total, looked at each other. Angela squirmed in her chair. She knew that Lorna and Jesse had agreed to split the cost of the meal between her and Mark, a meal for the parents and the attendants. But they hadn't known about the aunts, uncles, and cousins. And Grandma. Angela saw Jesse say something to her mom but couldn't quite hear it. She saw Mom turn away without responding. She watched as the rest of the family, meal finished, stood and left the dining area, talking amongst themselves, not looking back, not offering to pay anything. Quickly Angela moved around the table and placed a thick wad of paper money into Jesse's hand. "Sweetie, this is way more than your share," Jesse exclaimed. "Mom." Mark nudged Jesse, nodding, placing one finger over his lips. Whatever the price for family peace, Angela knew it was worth it. And, as she and Mark left, hand in hand, the candles on the table still burned.